So we move on to the next agenda item. So the Sheco Quarry, if anybody has any questions on this, I understand that the site will go up for tender end of July. There were some comments from the various members of the public and from the district council. So I'd just like to understand whether those comments will be reflected in the tender exercise. But Mr. Pang may have some questions too.
多謝主席。咁我。 早前我諗即係同司文主席啦，同埋其他嘅議員，我哋都去咗一個政府總部舉辦嘅一個嘅諮詢會嘅。咁喺諮詢會，我都提及到一啲嘅問題，我想喺本會都有個記錄，希望即係本會可以即係向翻即係日同廣東南啦。 就住呢個情況有個反應嘅。咁主要係有兩個方面嘅，第一個方面就係交通嗰個方面。 咁我哋知道而家前石澳石礦場嘅用地將會變成一個叫做水上活動中心啦，喺呢一個施政報告裏面提出。咁主要我哋都係關注緊赤石一帶嗰個陸路嘅交通負荷。咁其實知道現在赤石其實嗰個交通負荷都好嚴重，車流量不斷上升，令到居民出入好唔方便嘅。咁我哋首先就希望呢一個嘅石澳嘅石礦場變咗做呢個水上中心之後呢。 會唔會可以藉此呢個機會呢，就落實增加一啲嘅渡輪航線，去解決居民出入唔便利嘅問題？因為我哋知道起咗呢一個嘅中心人流一定係多咗嘅。第三呢，咁就會唔會喺居民呢優先乘搭一啲嘅公共交通工具啦，同埋增加班次？為咗解決居民出入不便嘅問題呢，我哋都建議當局會唔會考慮將來推出一啲措施，俾赤柱石澳大浪灣學嘴土地灣村嘅居民呢優先乘搭一啲嘅公共交通工具，以增加有限度即係一個嘅班次呢。 因為未來一定會有個公共交通工具嘅班次嘅增加㗎啦，因為因應住呢個石澳石礦場改建咗做水上中心之後，咁居民嗰個嘅使用公共交通嗰個嘅權利或者係嗰個嘅密度會唔會被剝削呢？因為多咗人入嚟嘛，咁會唔會可以俾翻個機會俾到我哋本區嘅居民有個優先使用公共交通嘅一個優先嘅處理呢？最後啦。 就係承建商個承擔工人個交通咁，起呢一個嘅水上活動中心，我諗亦都係一個好大嘅工程啦，牽涉到好多人同埋工人啦。我希望睇下會唔會承建商可以為咗佢員工自己有一個安排嘅交通嘅方法，例如佢哋有船隻去集體運送，避免喺一個興建呢一個水上活動中心嘅過程之間呢，令到居民佢哋有一個嘅交通嘅影響。咁最後亦都係有個關於 設施本身個關注嘅問題啦，咁其實我哋都正如剛剛所講嘅第一點都知道，赤柱同石澳嗰個嘅交通道路係非常狹窄啦，亦都係非常之有限。咁我哋會唔會可以要求到即係政府當局喺一個興建呢一個水上活動中心嗰陣時咧，嚴格去到限制一定嘅車位嘅數量，以減少車輛進入石澳赤柱？ 從而鼓勵市民使用交通工具，否則其實變相令到更多嘅交通工具進入赤石呢，其實係對於我哋嘅交通係一個好大嘅負擔嚟嘅。咁最後亦都係講到有啲嘅情況，就有關於就係可能緊急救援服務能否喺水上陸路去到水上去到支援啦。咁因為始終水上活動中心會有意外發生嘅，有個機會係因為有啲嘅水上活動啦。咁呢一個嘅水上活動中心發生嘅意外呢。 嘅救援服務呢，係咪又係透過陸路去到進行一個救援呢？如果係基於我哋所講，其實所有嘅主題都係環繞緊赤柱石澳區嗰個交通問題咁嚴重呢，即係咁嚴峻啊！其實對於個公共，即係嗰個叫做救援服務，其實都係一個好重要嘅要思量嘅地方。咁我希望喺本會都提一提政府當局，應該去考慮海路嘅一啲嘅救援服務，否則呢一個將會對未來如果不幸遇到一啲嘅水上活動嘅一啲嘅危險啊，或者係一啲嘅意外呢，就會造成一個災難性嘅。咁最後容許我都講多少少，主席。咁就係有關於嗰個嘅保育嘅問題。石礦場其實位於喺學嘴同埋大潭灣嘅附近嘅。 咁我非常之關注就係鶴咀海岸保護區同埋大潭督源水抽水站員工宿舍群會唔會受到工程移到受到影響嘅？特別係呢個鶴咀嘅海岸保護區，嗰度咧亦都係有啲好珍貴嘅海洋嘅生態嘅。咁如果喺個興建過程中啦，或者甚至水上活動嘅進行中咧，會唔會對於呢一個嘅生態保護區造成嘅影響咧？咁呢個都希望當局可以保障到嗰個嘅生態不受影響嘅。啊，多謝主席。
Okay, that's an elaborate list of questions so that we can put to PICO and 8AB, I believe, is handling this project. They came here in front of the Southern District Council in the last meeting and many issues were raised. Jonathan, do you have anything to add for this project or just leave to the previous discussion? So maybe I can just ask the Secretariat, Milton, to see how we follow this up. And Mike, I would be keen to see that we have a response to the issues raised in the Southern District Council and at this meeting before the tender is launched. So it says you're launching the open tendering exercise end of July, but it would be nice to know whether or not they've taken into account our views. So if we can have, if you can make that point maybe urgently with them. A short message to them or call them up and see that we can get that response before they go and launch. Then the next point here is the Aberdeen Fire Station. No? Won't check hand comprehensive development. So yeah, so here we're waiting for an invitation to go and see the model and visit the office of the MTL. So again, Milton, if you could just kind of prod them to make sure we can do the site visit and look at the models and the drawing outside the council, I think it's more informative. I'm sure that Jonathan is interested. I definitely am interested. Ms. Lambert, I'm sure, would be interested. Michael would be interested, although it's a bit further from your regiment. But okay, public housing, Pofulam South. If there's any questions, the only point from my side for that, the two points from my side, and CDD is in the room, so maybe you could answer that. One is the discovery of the old Pofulam Road remains at the site. We're discovered. We've been informed by CDD that the works have been put on hold and that they do an assessment of the heritage value of the structures that have been found. So maybe CDD can give me an update on that. And my second point is for the site north of Victoria Road. We have always raised the issue that Victoria Road may need to be widened a little bit further. And we just want to make sure that the site works are designed in such a way that it will allow the widening of Victoria Road for that particular section. So those are the two questions for CDD. And if you don't have the answers today, maybe you could submit them after this meeting because maybe you're not aware of those details. CDD? Jimmy?
係，多謝主席。我知道就係主席想係講就係嗰個薄扶林道係咪有關於嗰、那個文物嗰個情況同埋嗰個擴闊域多利道呢個情況。咁我咧就會今日暫時我手上冇資料嘅，咁我會將呢兩個意見咧就轉交我哋相關同事就跟進嘅，跟住就會再回覆翻區議會。多謝主席。
No further questions on that. At CDD, just to be clear, I'm not asking for the widening of Victoria Road right now. I'm asking for the site works to be designed in such a way that we could widen in the future. I just want to make sure that that's clear when you ask for the information. Okay, next one is the Cyberport Expansion Project. So there is a letter in the minutes from Cyberport responding, and I think we need some clarification on that letter because it says something strange. In the English version and in the Chinese version, I understand, it says that please note that ITB and the Cyberport Management Company Limited will not send representatives to EDPC meetings. That's a bit strange. Government says that they will not come to the council. That would be new. So if we could some clarification, it's quite rude to suggest it would never come and meet us to make presentations. So I hope it's a typo. And that is not the intention here that I've made it, because as in Chinese, plural and singular is the same. But the English, it says plural meetings, they will never come to us, so it's a bit rude. So, Milton, if you could confirm that, their intention. And the second thing on Cyberport really is, and that's really for the Lens Department, the park will be, the maintenance and management of the park area will be put in the same lease conditions as the Cyberport expansion, and the management and maintenance responsibility will be given to Cyberport. But when will the Lands Department check with us here whether we agree with how the design of the park will be, what the access to the park is, what the features of the park will be? Because I'm concerned that if you leave it to Cyberport and ITB, there is a conflict of interest. They are the bureau, but they're also the one that takes the project. And unlike LCSD, which has a ordinance, the Pleasure Ground Ordinance, to control how they operate, ITB does not have an ordinance regarding how to manage public space. So I think that the Lands Department cannot just sign a contract, pass the land to ITB and Cyberport without consulting the public. At a minimum, the plans should be given to the Home Affairs Department, Milton, and for circulation to the community for comments, the same way that the Lands Department does that for STTs. We get, you know, we get a send around and we can make comments on it. That should be the minimum for the Lands Department to make sure that whatever is agreed with ITB meets the public interest. So, Lands Department, could you give me some comments on that? It may again be above your pay grade, this topic, but Elaine?
多謝主席。咁咧，關於嗰個公園嘅設計，嗰個 design 嗰樣嘢咧，咁我而家手頭上就即係冇即係相關即係個資料啦。咁亦都會即係將呢個信息咧帶翻俾我哋區即係負責嘅嗰位同事去考慮，睇下點樣樣可以透過譬如會唔會喺做一個即係 land grant 嘅程序嘅時候，即係有一啲渠道，例如即係會諮詢到譬如DO 啦，或者係即係local consultation 可以 collect 到即係其他市民嘅意見咁樣樣。
Okay, I appreciate Lands Department's response. I just want to look around the room because I am the councillor for the area. There's a conflict of interest. I'm asking this, and I just want to see that my colleagues, Mr. Paying, Mr. Jonathan, and Ms. Lamb, whether they agree with me that you should come back to us first before you finalise something. Because this party is the same. So there's got to be some control over ITB, what they do. Jonathan, maybe?
多謝主席。其實呢，周邊都有啲居民組織呢，都有聯絡過我的。即係佢話，咦，點解咁得意，冇諮詢咁，佢哋又唔知咩事。咁會唔會快啲有啲資料俾我哋，即係俾佢哋諮詢公眾啊？因為其實佢哋最主要關心嘅交通問題啦，即係大家都知多工程啊嚟緊，即係住喺嗰頭嘅人都得知，即係個精神壓力好大嘅佢哋。咁又呢度又華府又話重建啊嚟緊，跟住然後又瑪麗醫院又數碼港，跟住然後又話地鐵站又唔知會點，即係多重嘅嘢會將會發生咧，都難免公眾咧係會有啲疑慮。咁如果你哋有啲即係諮詢嘅嘢可以快啲做咧，我都希望你哋可以快啲做到咯。同埋有咩資料，即係請積極咁樣同我哋聯絡。多謝主席。
You had something to on this one? Okay. Okay. So noted. I think that the members agree that we need to have a review of the lease before it's finalised. Just to avoid this conflict of interest issue, and because many people have issues and questions. Aberdeen Harbour expansion, CDD, are we making any progress on increasing the size of the harbour? Jimmy? I know, it's again one of your it's a big item that's not on your desk, it's on somebody else's desk, you may have to check it. It's CDD Portworx, I'm sure, that's doing the work. Jimmy?
多謝，就如果要擴建嘅話，就可能我就要再詢問下同事先，暫時手上就冇資料。不過如果以我了解，應該我哋係工程部門咧，我哋都係會如果有其他啲工程發起人即係開咗個項目之後，我哋先會做嗰啲俾啲意見或者做嗰啲設計嘅。咁如果真係擴展嘅話，就可能係其他部門負責嘅。 咁不過我都會係將呢個意見就問下我哋嘅相關同事，咁啊再會回覆翻區議會嘅。多謝主席。
Yeah, it wasn't a policy address, so I'm sure that CDD is working on it. But you can give a report after the meeting. The shipyards issues. No update here. Ocean Park. Are there any questions on Ocean Park? No. The university development projects, they're in my area. Probably only note for the minutes, Milton, really is that the extension of 3 Sassoon Road is the residents at Northcote Close and Pofalam Road are deeply concerned about that development. And hope the Hong Kong U will reconsider the site and look for another site to use. Development of the police college, I believe that is a long-term view. The revitalization Tai Tam Tuk raw water pumping station. When will there be a report from the Advisory Committee on Built Heritage? Mr. Peng also has questions on this. No questions? So the question really is one we're going to get an answer on. Who can look into this? Of the four here? That's not here. It will be Development Bureau. It will be the Antiquities and Monument Office. So maybe that, Milton, you could shoot them a note after the meeting and ask for an update. It's AMR. Okay. The typhoon one, protection improvements against typhoons, Mr. Peng.
我注意到就係南區嘅颱風防禦同埋嗰個改善措施啦。咁其實大家都知道，赤柱石澳特別係石澳啦，喺山竹嘅都受到一個非常之強勁嘅破壞。咁我哋即係上任咗之後啦，我哋都一直都注意緊、關注緊，即係可能喺石澳方面嘅一啲嘅防波堤嘅一啲嘅復修工作啦，或者係一啲嘅措施。但我喺呢個最新進展呢一個，我就未睇到有關於 赤柱或者石澳有關於即係你哋可能已經有啲工作做咗嘅情況，我都想喺本會借住呢個機會都問一問，就住石澳同埋赤柱有冇啲工作已經係做咗呢，或者係進行緊呢？多謝主席。Miss
Lam, please。
唔該你，主席。咁我想問一問呢，就文件所講呢，就近香港仔田灣海防道嘅防波堤嗰個 防浪牆工程咧，同埋香港仔避風塘嘅外防波堤嗰度咧，工程咧就係講話分別3月同埋9月就完成啦。我想文件所講係咪完成咗咧？另外咧就係香港仔南避風塘嘅防波堤嘅防浪牆工程預計係年中，咁我想知道呢個年中係幾時可以完成嘅？唔該曬。
Yeah, if I can add another question to that, Jimmy, so you can answer them all at the same time, is that the government was going to do the feasibility study, the coastal hazard study. I believe, from my record, that we were promised that the results were going to be announced last year, and we still haven't seen the results announcement of the outcomes. Has the consultant advised CDD? When will CDD tell us what is going to happen in the Southern District with our shorelines? Thank you. Jimmy, over to you.
多謝主席。就首先就話，如果係赤柱石澳有冇啲防波堤已經完成咗呢啲咧，我暫時手上冇資料嘅。咁我會問翻相關同事，就會再回覆翻區議會嘅。咁而之前講嗰個
是香港仔田灣的防波堤和香港仔南避風塘的、防波堤的工程呢其實已經做完了，分別就是2021年的3月和、2021年的6月呢就做完了。咁而喺香港仔南避風塘嗰個裏面個防波堤呢，其實佢哋預計呢就係2022年嘅年中呢、就會完成嘅。咁至於嗰、那個嗰、那個報告呢，咁以我了解呢就嗰、那個嗰、那個顧問公司呢就應該仲喺度做緊，就未交俾我哋嗰、那個叫做海港工程部同事嘅。咁如果我哋海港工程部同事一有呢個消息咧，就會好似我哋之前即係承諾咗區議會咁啦，就會盡快向區議會咧就係報告翻個結果嘅。多謝主席。
Okay, I think as we have one typhoon that just landed and another typhoon over Taiwan coming up.I mean, it's a deep concern that this report still hasn't been published and that we still have substandard shorelines to deal with in the southern district and have people's life and property at risk. So I should reprimand government for the speed of dealing with this problem and the failure to come up with a report.Quickly. Mangkhut is now several years ago, and we're about to have another typhoon season. We're in this typhoon season. Mr. Peng, any comment on this?
多謝主席。咁我理解剛剛林先生話未有資料啦。咁但係我都想問一問，即係我未必需要，可能即係會後可能希望都提供翻，就係有冇啲過去已經第一個問題就係過去進行。由就住山竹的問題呢就復修過幾個防波堤或者這些防波的設施的情況是如何呢、有多少是已經完成呢，有多少還是進行中呢，有沒有第三就是有沒有是可以令到加強鞏固呢，第四就是就住這三點裡面同於居民或者同本會的溝通的情況時間表是如何呢。咁另外我都想問一問林生，就可唔可以簡單講一講石澳現在防波堤個情況，譬如有幾多個啦，佔地係邊個位置啦。我諗初步我諗未必喺，可能我都理解林生未必有啱啱我想講嘅一至四點嘅啲情況，但係就住石澳或者赤柱現時嘅防波堤嘅嗰啲嘅設施嘅狀況呢，可唔可以有一個簡單嘅簡述呢，都係主席。
Jimmy, go ahead.
係多謝主席。就呢、這個即係赤柱石澳嗰個現有嗰、那個防波堤設施咧，我暫時手上係冇資料嘅。不過咧，我都會將議員頭先個四點咧，就係轉介翻相關同事啦。咁之後咧就會回覆翻區議會嘅。多謝主席。
Yeah, Jimmy, I think it's all the shorelines in the southern district that we're having severe impact during Mangkhut. So goes all the way from Big Wave Bay to Shekou to Stanley.To Lay Chow, and so all of those areas, I believe your areas too, was it Mangkhut? Yeah, so the whole base area too, they're all heavily impacted by Mangkhut. So I think we'd like to know those areas because now we're in typhoon season. They're all at risk again, and nothing has happened. So we're all very disappointed the government hasn't done anything since Mangkhut, not even published a study.And just some minor enhancement work here and there around Aberdeen Harbour itself with some improvements off the breakwater. So we're disappointed and we hope that, Jimmy, you can get a solid response back from the department responsible. And maybe, if I can ask, shall we invite them to come here? Yeah, Milton? Jimmy? Can we invite the relevant team from CDD to join this meeting at the next in 2 months' time?Which will be interesting because it's in the mid of the typhoon season. Yeah. All right. Then the Sandy Bay School, there's my area, no questions. The Tin Wan concrete batching plant. The former Peterson, we just discussed that. Sunwai Village, to Jonathan, anything that you need to know on an update there? No, no particular update. Oh, sorry. Yes, sir, go ahead.
唔該，主席，我想咧都係跟進翻頭先所講嗰個聖伯多祿嗰度嘅。咁咧嗱，其實而家咧都知道，地政署咧都係等緊教育局咧嗰個通知，然後再跟進嘅。咁但係唯獨而家咧就由2012年至到而家咧足足9年時間。 咁會唔會有一個限期俾佢哋做咧？因為而家咁樣拖法咧，佢可以拖到20年都得噶喎，因為無了期噶嘛。咁但係會唔會即係會有一個時間咁俾佢哋去做咧？因為我哋唔係好想咧將呢個用地咧，即係拖到而家9年，可能再拖唔知拖幾耐去做。咁會唔會你哋？即係地政署會加緊去問一問教育局嘅情況係點樣，那個進度係點樣？點樣去歸究竟係咪歸還咧，定還是點樣去處理咧？因為我睇文件所講咧，就係正佢哋即係教育局正係與相關嘅辦學團體跟進係歸還該校舍嘅事啊嘛。咁係咪佢哋真係歸還咧？咁我諗我哋都想清晰知道呢個事情嘅。唔該曬。
Okay.
多謝林議員的提問啦。咁我哋咧其實之前亦都有嘗試去接觸呢個教育局，即係問下究竟而家最新嘅情況係點樣嘅。咁我哋嘅了解就係話，教育局其實佢哋已經係有出信通知呢、這個聖伯多祿嗰邊咧，就係、是、去即係即係要佢哋去歸還校舍呢一樣嘢，咁即係呢個就係我哋最新即係跟進嗰個情況啦。咁但係始終呢一個係屬於一個私人嘅土地啦，咁所以嗰、那個即係主動權亦都會係喺翻呢個即係嗰、那個業主嘅手上，咁佢哋必須係要即係做一個即係即係 surrender 一個歸還翻嗰塊地，我哋即係先至可以俾翻政府去做適當嘅用途嘅。咁而呢樣嘢，我哋就知道教育局已經係即係聯絡緊，即係聖伯多祿嗰邊去跟進緊呢樣嘢啦。咁我哋亦都會即係密切留意，即係教育局有咩指示俾我哋啦。咁睇下即係佢哋教育局有冇最新嘅一個意向，佢哋諗住呢塊地係即係將來個情況係點樣用咯。係啦，咁我哋就先至可以去盡量配合佢嘅。多謝。
Okay, Ms. Lam. Okay, we leave that with that. Then we move on to the next agenda item, really, the planning department. Rico, just one thing. I'm just looking at this report, and I noticed that the Cyberport has submitted their master layout plan, and it went public on Friday, but it's not in the report. It's up for it's gazetted and people can make comments. Okay, well it's not here yet, so
yeah.
But maybe we should try to be up to date with the reports and you know, like all relevant ones for the Southern District. Up to date will be great, whether it's already decided or not yet considered. We should have them visible, I think. Yeah, you don't mind to do that in the future?
Okay.
Well, there's all open items, so if it's up for public consultation or input or any open items, we should just, yeah, because right now we can't see that. All right, if there's nobody with any questions, CDD, anything on the slopes, any updates? Big Wave Bay Road, we're going to have a site visit on July the 23rd. We haven't fixed the time yet, CDD, we don't know time yet. Jimmy, do you know? Why do you not, we don't know time yet. Is it afternoon or are we still scheduling?
多謝主席。我都有同相關同事了解過，佢就話係定咗都係7月23日嘅。至於時間咧，就冇特別講。不過如果唔係咧，我都可以即係叫翻我哋相關同事就主動聯絡翻區議會就約實嘅時間嘅。多謝主席。
Yeah, well, they can contact my office Mike and Michael's office directly. That's more efficient, I think. I think that's the interest lies with both of us. for that site visit. Michael, any comments?
多謝主席。咁首先我對於即係知啲佢同我哋一齊去視察，我表示歡迎嘅。咁但係又比較實際實務性嘅一樣嘢就係，我可以幻想當天我哋去即係去視察個場地啦。咁其實事實上係非常危險啦，因為冇行人嘅路段啦。咁但係都睇到文件。都所講就話興建行人路係並不可行，咁但係同時嚟講，我亦都知道嗰個嘅斜坡嘅限制性啦。咁但係當我哋去完呢一個 site visit 啦，咁即係即將會發生啦，兩日後，我比較關注呢兩日後嘅之後嘅日子，去點樣解決嘅呢個問題，因為我恐怕擔心就喺文件裡面睇到嘅，我哋面對好多掘頭路。不論個掘頭路是來自斜坡的限制，不論是來自道路上面是不可行去興建行人路的限制，有沒有一些方向或者是一些情況令到我們去 field trip 或者是令到這件事是更加有意義，是真的解決到那個的行人那個的危險性的問題呢？多謝主席。
Alright, so we leave that for the side faces because I guess it's a TD Highway Department issue more than CDD at the moment. Although, again, CDD, every time you do slope works here, please always trim the slope and make as much space along our roads. The roads in the Southern District are very narrow, and every time you do slope works, you reinstate as is, and that's just not good enough. We have to widen our roads. The buses have gone bigger, cars have gone bigger, and everybody's stretching the size of the roads, so we need to widen. So can you make it a standing instruction and agree this and confirm with the management of CDD that every time there is the slope works in the Southern District along our mountain roads, that all efforts will be made to trim the slope and widen and increase the road width, or at least the usable road width for especially for large vehicles. CDD, Jimmy, could you do that for us and come back to that on that point?
多謝主席，就剛才主席的意見我是會反映會向我相關同事反映的，多謝主席。
OK, and let us have a response, yeah? OK, Lens Department, TGLAs, is there anything of interest that we should have a close look at? Or anything you're waiting for comments back, or have comments that are not dealt with?
主席，關於那些TGLA 我們有沒有什麼特別的concern？都冇，即系如果有嘅 update 嘅情況已經寫咗喺個表嗰度噶啦。
And okay, you have no concern about anything outstanding. Okay, that leads me to conclude that.